Better People. Gorgeous song from Xavier Rudd, and a perfect intro to our guests today. It's a pleasure to welcome both with affiliation with the Dayton International Peace Museum, and particularly with an event coming this Saturday at Sinclair Community College Ponens Center. First, my pleasure to welcome a professor of sociology at Sinclair and board member at the Peace Museum, Kathy Rowell. Thanks for coming, Kathy.
Thanks for having me.
You're the keynote speaker for an event this Saturday. Let me first welcome our second guest, member of the leadership team and also Community Voices producer here at WYSO, an all-around great guy, Kevin Kelly. Tell us, before we talk about this pretty notable gathering of minds and energies this Saturday at Sinclair, about the Dayton Peace Museum, its founding and its mission, and how we will arrive together there on Saturday.
Thanks, Nikki. The museum was founded in 2004. It's referred to as the Dayton International Peace Museum. It was founded by Fred Arment, Ralph and Chris Dahl, Steve Freiberg, Lisa Walters. And originally it was to also honor the 1995 Dayton Peace Accords. We're America's only brick-and-mortar peace museum. So we're pretty proud of that. So we're America's peace museum.
You think there'd be more? I happened to be living in Cincinnati in 95 when that all went down. And if listeners remember, we brought together leaders and stakeholders concerning the Bosnian War and managed to strike an agreement for peace. And that's been all these years ago. My goodness, more than 20 years ago.
That's right.
And so somebody's decided that to make that real, not just that sentiment that was there and gone, but turn it into the Peace Museum. And tell us about the event this Saturday at Sinclair. Kathy Rowell, you'll be making the keynote address, and this is surrounds the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is sort of I think it's our third annual Nobel Prize luncheon. And first of all, it's to honor the winner of this year's Nobel Prize. And the winner was awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. And it's something that the museum cares about deeply. And in fact, we have a small exhibit right now. But come January, we're going to be unveiling a brand new exhibit from Japan on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the humanitarian aspects of that. We're really excited about that opportunity. So Saturday's a great day. We'll be honoring and talking about that award. And it's also a day to honor our volunteers and donors. And as part of that, participants are going to learn about all the great work being done on peace. I think we hear so much about violence today, and I think the news is so negative at times. And I think it's a great day to come and learn about really the good work being done behind the scenes in our community. And we have so many good things. So, for example, our teens, we have a Teens Inventing Peaceful Solutions program, and they're going to be on hand to talk about their work. You'll learn about our children's peace camp that we have in the summer. And then my keynote's a little different. I'm actually presenting with one of our teens, sort of the founder of the Teens Inventing Peaceful Solutions, Jenna. And Jenna is actually a senior at Vandalia Butler. And she and I are going to be doing a wordplay off the paradoxical commandments. And I think people will really enjoy the experience. I'm going to sort of be the elderly generation, and Jenna's going to be the youthful generation. And we're going to talk about how we see the future of the world for peace. So I think it's just a great day, a great way to come celebrate and be around people that really care about peace in our community.
One of my favorite quotes that I picked up from the Dayton International Peace Museum was, the more we sweat for peace, the less we bleed for war. So this is a perfect opportunity to take your energy and your good self, your peaceful soul, and commune with others and pay tribute to the work of ridding the planet of nuclear weapons and these winners of the Nobel Peace Prize, and sort of make it real and tangible right here in your gym city, your Dayton, Ohio, where we have the only brick-and-mortar peace museum. I can't believe that. How is that true?
It's amazing. In Japan, there's something like 100 peace museums. And we only have one. We have other organizations that do similar sort of work, but we're the only location that you can actually go to and visit. And we're not just a museum. I mean, we have exhibits, we have programs, we have children's programs, teens. We talked about a college program maybe starting next year. So there's a lot going on, and we have a Building Peace series. It's on Sundays once a month. So there's a lot of opportunities to come by and to learn more about nonviolence and peace.
And you can find out more at DaytonPeaceMuseum.org, always a great resource. Dayton Peace Museum, all one word, .org, not for profit. This is for the sake of peace. And I imagine, like public radio, you say it's to honor the volunteers as well. I'm sure that there's a lot of what's done just out of the goodness, the kindness, and the giving of time
Absolutely.
Of a great number of people. This Saturday at Sinclair Community College Ponents Center, a luncheon that goes from 12 to 2:30, an opportunity to honor this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, ICANN, Anti-Nuclear Weapons Group, and to also honor volunteers and donors. So just because I love food, what kind of food will be served?
It's actually going to be a luncheon buffet, so
right
it's
on.
Going to be, I think it's a salad bar and sandwiches. We're trying to keep it simple this year.
Sure.
So it's actually a pretty simple menu this year.
For a simple cause.
Peace. We're also, we have an auction of some quilts that were created locally, and we have some prints as well, signed prints by Mr. Brad Heckman from the New York Peace Institute that you may remember.
He has been a visitor here.
That's right.
Wonderful man.
So we have his work to sell, and there's also going to be some prizes along that line, too.
Wonderful. DaytonPeaceMuseum.org. It's been our pleasure to work with the Peace Museum the last couple of years at our community concert. We do that in September. And it used to be, isn't it International Peace Day, September 21st,
that's
generally
right.
That's
speaking?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. And remind me of the genesis of that. Do you remember? There's a bigger sort of, I can't
it is.
Remember.
It's a worldwide endeavor. Mm-hmm. Some people celebrate it earlier. Certainly 9/11 has changed when some people celebrate.
Right. But
it's many, many different organizations, and we're just one of those organizations that celebrate every September. And in fact, it's even spread into October, and it tends to be the entire month of September now.
It ought to spread into the whole year.
It should.
Oughtn't it, yeah.
And that's what we do at the Peace Museum. We try to spread peace all year and really encourage people to think about volunteering or becoming involved with the museum. And that's another great way to, or great reason to come to the event is to do that kind of thing. So we'd be glad to talk to you about volunteering or getting involved.
Perfect thing to build community around.
And we'd like
peace.
To share our resources. We like to share our building. Since we do have a brick and mortar site, it's nice to be able to have other groups use our facilities. We're very open to that.
Mm-hmm. I love that you're involving the youth as well. I like that idea very, very much. We're in studio with a member of the leadership team, Kevin Kelly, and professor of sociology at Sinclair and also board member at the Dayton International Peace Museum, Kathy Rao. So I guess I just want to know, Kathy, how did you get involved at the Peace Museum and recognize that this is an effort and energy for you?
Well, I'm fortunate because I work at Sinclair and the Peace Museum's right across the street, but about 12 years ago, I was selected to go to a community college workshop at the United States Institute of Peace and was able to have some really extensive training.
Where's that?
That's something that a lot of people don't know about. It's actually right on the mall in Washington, D.C., right by Abraham Lincoln. And we do have congressional spending for the United States Institute of Peace, but it's the smallest budget, unfortunately. No surprise there. Mm. And there's some really great work being done there. And I think that's the thing people don't know. There's great work being done by our government for peace, but also by local people in our community. And it's a great way to come and just hear about the work. I think we need to honor and understand more about all the good work we're doing for peace. I think it makes life a little bit better when you know that there's really a lot of good work being done.
And a lot of good people right here in this community. I often think, I feel, of course, you know, we take the news at the top of every hour, so I'm spending the hour setting this tone with music, and then, bam, news. And it seems so dark, and it's easy to feel unempowered. But here's a wonderful opportunity right here in your backyard, the city where you live, to go do, actually physically commune with others and recognize that you're not alone. A lot of people are trying to do good and be peaceful and magnify brotherhood and sisterhood. And it's happening, for example, this Saturday. It is from noon to 2:30 at Sinclair Community College Ponent Center. Our guest today, Kathy Rao, will be giving the keynote speech. And so good to have Kevin Kelly back in here as well. I just have to say thanks for your good work. And you can, you know, even if you don't go, you might even be able to feel it radiating out. Goodness and goodwill. And Kevin, you said we could give away a pair of tickets to this event?
Yeah, we have a pair of tickets to give away today. And I'll let you take care of that part. Let's do that.
I always do caller number 9 because it just seems lucky. Caller number 9. Mm. And lots of 9s in the number. 769-1998. That's a local 937-769-1998. We will send you and a friend to the Nobel Peace Prize Luncheon, honoring the anti-nuclear weapons group ICANN, also honoring volunteers and donors, and to generally celebrate peace this Saturday, noon to 2:30. You can find out more and get your tickets at DaytonPeaceMuseum.org or be caller 9 right now, 769-1998. That's 769-1998. Kathy Rao, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Kevin, thanks for being here.
Thank you.